Savitri, Book 10, Canto 3, pages 625 to 626. Immortality assured itself by death. The Eternal's face was seen through drifts of time. His knowledge he disguised as ignorance. His good he sowed in evil's monstrous bed, made error a door by which truth could enter in. His plant of bliss watered with sorrow's tears. A thousand aspects point back to the one. A dual nature covered the unique. In this meeting of the Eternal's mingling masks, this tangled dance of passionate contraries, locking like lovers in a forbidden embrace, the quarrel of their lost identity, and this wrestle and wrangle of the extremes of power. Earth's million roads struggled towards deity. All stumbled on behind a stumbling guide. Yet every stumble is a needed pace on unknown routes to an unknowable goal. All blundered and straggled towards the one divine. As if transmuted by a titan spell, the eternal powers assumed a dubious face, idols of an oblique divinity. They wore the heads of animal or troll, assumed ears of the faun, the satyr's hoof, or harbored the demonic in their gaze. A crooked maze they made of thinking mind. They suffered a metamorphosis of the heart, admitting Bacchant revelers from the night into a sanctuary of delights, as in a Dionysian masquerade. On the highways, in the gardens of the world, they wallowed, oblivious of their divine parts, as drunkards of a dire Circean wine, or a child who sprawls and sports in nature's mire. Even wisdom, cure of the roads of God, is a partner in the deep, disastrous game. Lost is the pilgrim's wallet and the scrip. She fails to read the map and watch the star. A poor, self-righteous virtue is her stock, and reason's pragmatic grope or abstract sight, or the technique of a brief hour's success. She teaches an usher in utility's school. On the ocean surface of vast consciousness, small thoughts and shoals are fished up into a net. But the great truths escape her narrow cast, guarded from vision by creation's depths. Obscure they swim in blind, enormous gulfs, safe from the little sounding leaves of mind. Too far for the puny diver's shallow plunge. Our mortal vision peers with ignorant eyes. It has no gaze on the deep heart of things. Our knowledge walks, leaning on error's staff, a worshipper of false dogmas and false gods, or fanatic of a fierce, intolerant creed, or a seeker doubting every truth he finds, a skeptic facing light with adamant no, or chilling the heart with dry, ironic smile. A cynic stamping out the God in man. A darkness wallows in the paths of time, or lifts its giant head to blot the stars. It makes a cloud of the interpreting mind and intercepts the oracles of the sun. Yet light is there. It stands at nature's doors. It holds a torch to lead the traveler in. It waits to be kindled in our secret cells. It is a star lighting an ignorant sea, a lamp upon our poop piercing the night. As knowledge grows, light flames up from within. It is a shining warrior in the mind, an eagle of dreams in the divining heart, an armor in the fight, a bow of God.